Several power plants in New England will retire in the coming years. Company officials with Chicago-based Invenergy say the region needs the Burrville power plant to replace these old power generators and ensure the lights stay on in New England. Opponents of the project disagree.
The Invenergy power plant is not needed in the short term or medium term or long term.
That's Jerry Elmer, senior attorney with the Conservation Law Foundation. CLF is one of several groups participating in the review process underway with the state's Energy Facility Siting Board. In an auction designed to secure the region's future energy needs, the regional grid operator accepted nearly half of the electricity Invenergy plans to produce in Burrville. That power would be included in the region's energy mix for the fiscal year 2019. Invenergy officials say that confirms the need for the power plant, but Elmer says the fact that less than half of its energy was accepted proves otherwise. And the grid operator secured a surplus of energy for that same period.
So when you look at what we need in Rhode Island and you take out all of Invenergy and you take out all of the plants that are closing down, like the Pilgrim nuclear plant, there is still an excess of electricity in Rhode Island and in the rest of New England.
Elmer says other renewable sources and energy efficiency could replace the 485 megawatts of power that would come from the Invenergy power plant. He says the ratepayer savings the company projects are also exaggerated.
In the PUC proceeding, Invenergy says that ratepayers in Rhode Island could save up to $120 million just in the first year that the plant is operating.
But a second expert with CLF says the savings would actually be somewhere between $0 and $36 million.
And in fact, Invenergy later acknowledged in a filing with the PUC that the figures that they had given previously were incorrect.
Invenergy declined an interview for this report. A spokeswoman said the company will provide a response through its filings with the Public Utilities Commission. I'm Bette Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.